This podcast is supported by listeners like you. We're grateful for your tax-deductible donation at newthoughtphilly.org or the link in the episode description.
A practical prayer is a prayer that works.
These discussions between Reverend Bill Marchione and Carol Lawrence dive into the details of how it works and how to work it.
Reverend Bill is a New Thought minister and the author of Practical Prayer for Real Results.
Your new life begins with a new thought.
Carol Lawrence is on a spiritual quest, finding the New Thought teaching after decades on the pulpit in three different traditional denominations.
I've got some questions.
Together, they're exploring the philosophy and activities that come together from many of the world's religions to create the practical spirituality that is New Thought.
Welcome to the Practical Prayer Podcast. I'm Carol, here with Reverend Dr. Bill Marchione. And
looking
here we
forward
go.
To another wonderful conversation. And this time it's about something in your real life that may or may not have a spiritual source and may or may not have spiritual consequences, but it's certainly up in your face.
Yes, it's in my face. And let me say, it did have a spiritual source.
Okay, and everything does, but thank you for jumping, cut to the chase there.
Okay. So now, what am I supposed to tell you what happened?
Either do your mea culpa or tell the story. And you can tell, if you're going to be telling the story, you can be like a reporter, or you can be like a victim, or you can be like blaming yourself. Your choice.
Well, I don't know about all that. I'm not a victim.
Nope.
And whatever else it was. I'm just telling you what happened.
What happened?
And Monday, I thought it was Friday. I have to correct that because we were talking earlier. Monday last week, I got kicked off of Facebook. And the nice word they use is suspended. And I just kind of chuckled because I knew I hadn't done anything. Like, I don't post anything controversial. I don't respond controversially. So I was trying to figure, well, what the heck happened? Paid it no attention whatsoever. And I hit the links that they told me to use to correct it or to, not grievance, but whatever you do to, you know, say I didn't
object.
Do this.
Yes. Yeah.
And nothing was working quite right. So I just ignored it because I had some other things to do. And I said, well, you know, my presence on Facebook is fairly benign. I do some things, but nothing big. And so anyway, what I did do didn't work. And so I started thinking, maybe I should read a little closer to see what they're saying I did wrong. Still didn't understand it. So that's what happened. But I wasn't upset. So I started talking to people. You know, this is an elite group now, I want you to know. People, everybody didn't get kicked off of Facebook. You got to.
Oh, the elite group of people who've been kicked off?
Yeah,
yes, well, congratulations.
Yeah. So,
and there are some in your circle who are in that group, so they have experience and they're willing to share war stories.
Well, I knew some people, you know, that had gotten kicked off. And I said, well, what happened, right? So people were really sympathetic, as I said to you earlier, but I didn't need sympathy because I didn't do anything and I wasn't upset. I was not upset about this.
So you didn't need to be comforted.
No, I didn't. But I started thinking about, well, why isn't this bothering you? And so then I thought, well, how will my life change that I'm not on Facebook? Because I couldn't see myself going through hours of whatever I needed to do to get back on. I said, okay, so how's my life going to change not being on Facebook? Nada, you know, nothing. So anyway, then there were other people who were doing things with me. So their stuff got lost with my lockout. I started feeling a little more responsible then. I said, okay, maybe I should pull this back so they can get their stuff. Just all these thoughts came. But here's me cut to the whatever. I started thinking, why did this really happen? Because for some reason, you know, looking for a spiritual meaning behind stuff. And I said, you prayed about something. Is this it? And I was only able to think of tracking it to a prayer based on what I knew I had to do going forward to make sure nothing that I'm doing is interrupted. And I found that there were things I need to do to make some work that I'm doing work correctly and work more profitably that I wasn't doing. And that's when I started thinking about, you prayed about one thing and you got kicked off of Facebook. Was that God kicked you off of Facebook to get you to pivot? That's your word.
Yeah, there's a word.
To something else, which is much more productive, like putting my attention to something that was really productive, and maybe I was just kind of ignoring it. And so I started going down that road. Was this you, God, that got me kicked off? And now I'm going to get back on. I'll figure it out. But it's not urgent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not urgent because I can see the value of the rejection.
The suspension. So, yeah, it's possible that you're putting more time, attention, energy, and resource, creativity, into the Facebook thing because it's an ongoing beast that you have to keep feeding. And when it gets taken away, suddenly that time and creativity is available. Oh, well, if I have it and I'm not using it for that, maybe I can use it for something else. Yeah. So there can very much be a gift in that.
Yeah, it's... I don't have the right words because I was going to write about it, but I want to make sure that I'm really being fair and clear about how things can be to your advantage even when it feels like it's not.
Oh, yeah. Suspended from Facebook just sounds like you did something wrong and you need to fix it.
And that was people, you know, by friends or whatever, that text me, that was their take on it. But did you never do anything wrong on there? You and I'm thinking, well, you know, all this is sweet, but something happened that got me booted. So, mm-hmm. But then again, there were other areas that needed my attention. And, you know, the bottom line is I'm 99.9% sure it has to do with some financial documents that I didn't complete or something like that, something that I didn't recognize. Because, you know, in the back of my mind, way down the road, like a long time ago, I remember not paying attention to some things. And I can't even tell you what it is, but, you know, like listen, if there's 1-0, I'm not really, you know, looking at it very much.
Yeah, but, whatever.
You know, but you give me a couple of zeros, my attention is going to be in a different way. And mm-hmm. I thought about areas where there are some, you know, more profitability. But Facebook, the other side of it is it showed
you call it Facebook?
Facebook. I got tongue-tied. No.
Well, that's another one. Let's make a Facebook.
That's interesting. But I thought about habit. And things that, you know, because I would go on, I would try to control the habit by only going on at a certain time of day or certain days of the week, you know. And I said, well, it's been a week and I haven't done it at all, so nothing has changed. That wasn't doing very much. I just found out a lot by not, my attention, don't get me wrong, it's not like I've got an extra 10 hours a week to do something. It's not that. It wasn't that kind of relationship, but it turned my attention to what is more important in terms of the energy and the thought that I may have been giving it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say that I'm that slick. You know, I probably wouldn't have done it had the suspension not happened. Or it may have taken me 2 years to say, hey, listen, let me just not do this thing anymore.
It is done unto you. So we don't have to do it to ourselves. But when we open the belief, when there's a need, when there's a call, when spirit is invited to do something, it is done. And it is done unto us, for us, through us, as us, with us, with a with loving, gentle presentation of soft pillows or a spiritual 2x4 to the head.
Even when you don't. By the way, I remember a prayer, right? And I said in the prayer, now listen, don't bang me over the head with this. Be gentle. Be gentle, because usually when I ask for something, wham, I. And I'm thinking, be gentle, be nice, so I can, you know, really understand that I got a lot on my plate right now. And that's what happened. So these prayers, even though you don't think that what you're saying is all that powerful and important and moving, have the energy to move, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It's like seeds. You know, if you look at an oak tree that's 10 feet tall, mm-hmm. and you look at an oak tree that's 100 feet tall, they both came from an acorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't determine the trajectory of what's growing there, or the size of the seed.
I remember, and I used to use the term the old people. when I was little, you know, I was around the old people a lot. I mean, look, there was no Facebook and all of that back then, you know, not even malls back then. So, you know, you're sitting around listening to people talk. And so I always say to old people, now I'm thinking like, wait a minute, hold it. You're one of them, right?
That's so right. But you have Facebook and a mall.
Yeah, you're the old people now. So anyway, the old people used to say, be careful what you pray for. Mm-hmm. Because you might get it. And I used to think, well, that's great. You know, you pray for something, you might get it. Let's go. But yeah, every prayer doesn't start with, dear Heavenly Father.
Too true. So I'm going to tell you a story, just basically for empathy purposes. And then I'm going to tell you a parable because you seemed to indicate you hadn't heard the parable before. The empathy story is that New Thought Philadelphia, which is my spiritual community, has been at newthoughtphilly.org forever. And we have a Facebook account and a Twitter account and all the rest of that. And when Instagram was relatively new, we had somebody help us by creating an Instagram account for us. So it's at New Thought Philly, which is pretty straightforward. And somehow he managed to get us suspended from Instagram. And try as we might, we cannot get back on Instagram. And we've had 4 digital media coordinators since then who have all given it a try and then thrown up their hands and said, I don't know. So the Instagram is New Thought Phila. We just gave up. So been there, and in fact, still there. So, and there's a New Thought Philly account that's sort of buried that nobody can get to because it was suspended.
Yeah, you wonder who's mining the store, and I don't know. It pushes you towards creativity, though, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the sort of thing that I'm sure bothers the digital media coordinator because it doesn't all line up. It's not all New Thought Philly, New Thought Philly, New Thought Philly, and you just say, find us at New Thought Philly, because then this asterisk, this problem child, this difficulty. I'm not going to worry about it.
I'm going to tell you, I did wonder about that once, but I just let it go.
All right.
Now you just tell you what, to me.
We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to tell you the parable after the break. It's Reverend Bill letting you know that the Practical Prayer for Real Results class is now available on demand. That's right, you can take it at your own pace, anytime you want. All of the information is at bethelight.com. That's b-the-light.com. You know where to find that stuff. The class is 5 lessons, broken down into 18 modules, and you can take them at whatever pace is comfortable for you. As you work through the process, it starts out with the theory, goes into the practice, there are experiential activities and exercises, and at the end of the program, you will wind up with an understanding of how practical prayer works, and a practical prayer for yourself that will work to create transformation in your life. And as you know, it works for everything. Take a look at the class online at bethelight.com. There's a sample lesson so you can see how the class is going to work for you and then dive in. The great news is it's on sale now. You can register and save $20 off of the regular price. I'm looking forward to seeing you in class.
Welcome back to the Practical Prayer Podcast. I'm Carol, here with Reverend Dr. Bill Marchioni.
I'm going to tell you a parable. And you were talking about your Facebook account being suspended and then trying to be on the looking for the blessing part of that. So this is an ancient, attributed to be an ancient Chinese parable. And I have told it a lot, so I keep on thinking everybody has heard it. And it's the story of a farmer going to visit his next door neighbor to check up on him, see how his neighbor farmer is doing. And he gets over there and he just checks in, and his neighbor tells him that during the storm, there was the corral got damaged and his stallion got away. And the guy says, "Oh, that's bad news." And the farmer says, "Bad news, good news, who can tell?" And the guy scratches his head like, this guy is just weird. And so he goes home, goes, you know, about his business. A few days later, he comes back for another visit and he checks in. Then what's going on? And the farmer says, "Oh, well, my stallion came back and he brought three wild mares with him." And the guy says, "Wow, that's great news." And the farmer says, "Good news, bad news, who can tell?" And the guy continues to be mystified. Why does he keep on saying the same thing, regardless of, you know, how wonderful the news is? Drops by a few days later and to find out how the story is coming along. And the farmer says, "Well, my son was fixing the corral and he fell off the ladder and he broke his leg." Like, "Oh, that's bad news." And the farmer shakes his head again, says, "Bad news, good news, who can tell?" And of course, his neighbor's getting used to this. I says, "He's going to say that all the time anyway." He comes back a few days later and the army had come through getting conscripts to take them off to war. And it turns out that the farmer's son didn't get taken because he had a broken leg. And the guy's about to say, "Good news," and he realizes that good news, bad news, who can tell? And that applies for getting suspended from Facebook. Good news, bad news, who can tell? And, you know, maybe it's obvious right away, "Oh, this is good news that was hidden." Or maybe it takes a while and then you realize, "Oh, that's why that happened. That's how that wound up serving me or helping me, even though I thought it was awful at the time."
Yeah. I agree with that. I was resonating with it as you were speaking. And I'll tell you this, maybe because I've been through so many good news, bad news, who could tell? I'm just skipping right over to the good news part because it's already starting to show up. Now, it is requiring more of me. You know, the good news part is requiring me to, you know, put more energy in and whatever, work and thought, whatever. But I should have been doing that anyway. So it's good news, you know. And I fully expect, since I see this, I fully expect to see it even better. You know, just even better. So if you got kicked off of Facebook, anybody, you know, hang in there and try to figure out, just check it out from a good news point of view and see how it may work in your favor. You can always get back. It's not going anywhere.
I have a bunch of friends who have two or three different Facebook accounts, and they've friended me on all of them. And it's the same person. I mean, there are a fair number of them where somebody else is spoofing the account and trying to get me to be their friend on this stolen account. And I generally don't fall for that. But there are some where I get to wish somebody happy birthday on three different Facebook accounts because I don't know which one they're looking at. What the heck? Happy birthday, and if I hadn't mentioned it, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I love it. You know what? I think it was in one of the documents they said I could start another Facebook account, and I'm like, I don't think so. Maybe, you know.
Yeah. And start building all your friends up again and trying to remember who they were.
Well, you know what the other thing is? I had 4,900, you know, I had 5,000 minus one. I don't know who those people are. I have no idea.
Probably a handful of them you do, but most of them you don't.
I don't. So if I start over again, you know, it's not bad. I tried to go clean it up one time and it didn't work. So, you know.
I had the opposite experience this morning. I started doing some of the daily meditations. We're simulcasting on Insight Timer, and you've been to a few of them. And basically, people from Insight Timer get to come in from all over, wherever they happen to be, and they're all over the world, and just listen in on the 15 minutes of the meditation that we've been doing on Zoom every day for 4 years. And actually, it's twice a day, 12 of them a week. And this morning, there was a guy on Insight Timer who said that it was his first time on the Insight Timer meditation with me. And I recognized him because he's an Insight Timer friend who I've been connected with for probably 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. But it's the only thing that we've exchanged is thanks for meditating with me. So that stuff comes back around, you know, and it's friends with quotes because so many times you don't know who your friends are, mm-hmm. you know, and then other times there they are and they are your friend. How about that?
But that's wonderful. To me, that feels so nice because yeah. I don't know. I'm just big on putting things out there in the universe that I need. I'm at this place. I can't do it all. There's so many things I can't figure out. And there's so many twists to this. And here's this word, possibilities, because you use that too. Mm-hmm. It's infinite possibilities. Listen, let me just sit back and chill and let some of them roll this way, because I wouldn't be able to, you know, pick the best ones. And when you just let go, really cooler, better stuff comes to me, at least to me, than I could have imagined. And I'm thinking, wow, that's good. Hope I don't mess it up.
Yep. Well, and there's the competing notions of judgment versus guidance and discernment. When it's judgment, we're trying to look at something and say good news, bad news, and make the decision ourselves. Mm-hmm. And guidance and discernment is when something happens and that the infinite says, well, here's a possibility that's going on. And here's another possibility that's going on. And the guidance is these could be the things that are happening. And the discernment is which one is the one that's resonating for me.
It's a much lovelier life to live, you know. And I know that's kind of flowery and corny, but
really is. No, that's kind of important. That's kind of important.
It really is. Because in this life, it's just so much crazy stuff going on right now. It requires so much thought, energy. You want to be correct about this. What if I'm wrong? And you know what? Sometimes when you take yourself out of the equation, it doesn't make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of nice to see too, because you think, you know what? I'm stressing out over something that I'm making no impact anyway. Aside from on my nerves, you know?
Right. Well, there's that exercise that we can go through when we're facing a decision where you get a piece of paper and you draw a vertical line down the middle. And one side is the pros, one side is the cons. So should I do it? Should I not do it? And these are all the things that are going to happen if I do it that are going to be good. And these are all the things that might happen if I do it that are bad, or the bad things that might happen if I don't do it. So here's why to do it. Here's why not to do it. And as often as not, what happens is one column has all the stuff in it. You know, the con is, I'm afraid, I've never done it before, people will laugh at me. And the plus column is all sorts of wonderful possibilities. And look at that, you go, oh, okay, get over yourself, gonna do a thing. And then other times, they're just completely neck and neck. In which case, you can do whatever you want. Because you've justified for yourself that you've got perfectly good reasons to do it and perfectly good reasons to not do it.
Sometimes you just kind of have to say, get over yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't need to stress yourself on this. What happens if this particular outcome happens? Okay, it's going to happen whether you're in it or not. Save yourself.
Yeah, or it's not. And yeah, so it could be me tilting at windmills or me changing the world, and then me either wanting the world changed or looking back and saying, well, the changed world really kind of sucks. Wish I hadn't done that. So we sometimes just don't know. We sometimes just don't know.
Okay, so then, and I'm huge on intuition. I don't know if we've talked about that.
Oh, a lot, yeah.
Huge on that. It's if you believe that in purpose and all of that business, you don't have to think that God has a purpose. It really doesn't matter whether it's something you agreed upon before you got here, or God has a single purpose for your life. It really doesn't matter. Take whichever one you want. But I believe that we're not here left to just, you know, just figure it out or swim upstream, downstream, this way, that way. There's intuition. There is a divine connection, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you could save yourself a lot of stress and prescription drugs. Just kind of checking in with the infinite and just ask, does this work? If this, or even say, block it if it doesn't work, you know, or block it. Just something, just be really simple. Mm-hmm. Just block it. Because I was saying, show me the blockage. I remember saying that. And I'm looking everywhere and here's something jumps up. And I think, this is the blockage. It's easy.
Yes, indeed. Let's take another break. And when we continue, a practical prayer. And it's going to be about intuition and guidance and discernment perspective, and also about Faithbook.
Learn to put practical prayer to work in your life. The steps are simple to learn and let you begin to get real results to create the life of your dreams immediately. Reverend Bill Marcioni's widely acclaimed book, Practical Prayer for Real Results, gives you a clear summary of the new thought principles behind practical prayer and the series of easy-to-understand steps found in the most effective prayers from religions and spiritual practices all over the world and throughout history. Practical prayer is not a replacement for your religion or practice. It's a technique to make the work you do in consciousness even more effective. The book includes 40 prayers on various topics that you can adapt as needed and use as your own. Practical Prayer for Real Results is available in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook on Amazon or at b-the-light.com. That's b-the-light.com.
Welcome back to the Practical Prayer Podcast. I'm Carol, here with Reverend Dr. Bill Marcioni.
And you got kicked off Facebook.
Yeah, shame on you.
Suspended from Facebook. So good news, bad news, who can tell?
Who can tell?
But it's whenever something happens, especially something that we weren't expecting, it is an invitation to look at it in a different perspective. Because our knee-jerk reaction, the automatic reaction we have is that we look at it the way we've always looked at it. Like, Carol's always been on Facebook, so of course she's going to continue being on Facebook, and now she's not. What does that mean? Well, maybe something. Or maybe nothing. Or maybe there's something subtle in there. We don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Nothing changed in the world since I got suspended.
No, there's a bit in the Facebook computer someplace that changed from yes to no. Ho-hum.
Yeah.
And yeah. If it changes back, then it'll change back. And if it doesn't, then something else will happen. And that'll be that. And the good news is that...
I still had to go out and get groceries, you know. So, I mean, not a whole lot.
That's true. That is true. So the prayer that we're going to do today is about getting an account on Facebook. Instead of relying on social media and other people telling us that our opinion was good and giving us thumbs up and kudos and the rest of those things, we're going to do it on faith. We're going to open up our Facebook account and share the truth of who we are with anybody who wants to pay attention and understand that when we are evaluating or experiencing or describing a situation or a circumstance or an experience, we're doing it from our own perspective. We can do it from a place of judgment, where we can look at it and say, that's bad, that's good, I want this, I don't want that. We can do it from a place of openness, where we're partnering with that infinite intelligence that knows everything to provide us some guidance and some discernment, to let our intuition understand, even without knowing exactly why, what is our next perfect step to take? And that process is always available. And the thing that we get to do is what we're going to do right now, which is to close our eyes if it's safe and comfortable to do that, so that we can look away from the evidence, from the circumstance, from the situation, and look toward that infinite creative power that creates everything. Open ourselves up to the awareness of the divine presence that reveals itself, that shares itself, that unfolds itself as every part of its creation. This is an enormously big universe containing billions of galaxies, each of them with billions and billions of stars and planets. And just life here on Earth, 8 billion humans, plus myriad other forms of life, and all of the energy and all of the unfolding and all of the complexity and all of the interactions that are going on, all created by that one divine creative source, sharing itself as its creation. In the beginning, there was nothing but the one. And that one has been sharing itself as creation since the very beginning of time, unfolding and expanding and evolving and revealing itself in newer, richer, deeper, more profound, and more familiar ways. So that one power and presence is revealing itself as each of us now. And the intelligence which we embody, the mind with which we think, is that same divine mind. It is our aspect, our perspective on that divine mind. And it is always possible for the infinite to share a new insight, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new aha with us, a new understanding about the circumstances that we've been experiencing, the unfolding that we've been observing, and look at it from with fresh eyes, from a different perspective, with faith, knowing that there is love unfolding, and invite the infinite to guide us, to reveal to us that next idea, that next new perspective from which to look. And the wonderful thing is that that law is responding. It is already responding. It is always responding. That intuition, that guidance, that awareness, that perspective, that newness is opening to us even now. And it continues to do so. There are times when subtlety and mysteriousness are very helpful and very important. If there's something that we're not ready to embrace, then having it show up a little bit can be a wonderful thing. And it's also possible for that infinite creative power, that divine mind, to share an idea with us so clearly and so obviously and so unquestionably that we know exactly that which is ours next. It shows up as intuition, it shows up as insight, it shows up as coincidence, it shows up in so many, many ways. And it's showing up right now for each of us. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the way it's showing up. I'm grateful for the insight, for the guidance, for the intuition. I'm grateful for the willingness of each one to let go of thinking that we have to figure it out ourselves and be able to invite this newness into experience. And so with a deep feeling of thanks for all of this good and more still to come, I speak this word and I release it into that creative law, that one law that creates everything. And I know with no hesitation, no doubt whatsoever, it is now creating this. And so I let it be. And I know it's so. And so it is.
The Practical Prayer Podcast with Reverend Bill Marchione and Carol Lawrence is a production of BeTheLight.com.
BeTheLight.com.
Where you can find more information about practical prayer for real results.
Our theme is by Music of Wisdom. You can learn about the spiritual community of New Thought Philadelphia with daily guided meditations,
weekly celebrations of spirit,
and Reverend Bill's classes in practical spirituality
at newthoughtphilly.org.
This podcast is supported by listeners like you. We're grateful for your tax-deductible donation at newthoughtphilly.org or the link in the episode description.